Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City, and sitting with us right now is Mr. Oliver North. And he has come out with the third in his series of Peter Newman novels. Fourth. He just corrected me. When Oliver North corrects me, I take that correction. Let me give you a little description of the book. It's about Peter Newman, the hero of Mr. North's first three New York Times bestselling novels. Newman returns to action in 2032 to battle government corruption and find a missing fuel cell scientist. Hello, Oliver.
Les, great to be with you.
Same. All right. Tell me about the political and economic climate in this year 2032, as described in your book, After Jihad.
And it is after the Jihad. There's a caliphate that's been established. The caliph rules from Jerusalem. There's been a terrible war in which Israel has all but ceased to exist, and we're now desperate to find some solution to using petroleum as a fuel. Sound a little familiar? And what you have is a government in our country that's, quite frankly, become the be-all, end-all for everybody. It runs all the businesses. It runs our energy. It has devices that can track you wherever you are. And it's a cautionary tale about the kinds of future that you could indeed have, not too far down the line.
All right, so in the year 2032, we're obviously living under new rules, your rules, as you set down in the book. How does it relate to the decisions our nation is making today?
Well, I think we need to be asking ourselves, do you really want a government that knows that much about every private citizen? Do you want to have a society that is so controlled by electronic devices that you no longer need money, for example, because all you do is hold up your device to the scanner at the store and it just registers and it takes it out of your account, kind of like a debit card, only worse. It knows exactly what you bought the last time and what you're going to buy today. It tracks you as you go up and down the highways. It's become a matter of convenience for most. You and I both have credit cards. You and I both use scanners all the time. You and I both have electronic cell phones. And, all of them are soon going to have GPS devices in it so that you know exactly where you are when you make that phone call. And, of course, we've become very dependent upon petroleum for everything we do. What happens if all that gets turned off? And this asks some, I think, potent questions about the things that we do in the not-too-distant future as to how it would relate to an election year in the year 2032.
You're scaring the heck out of me, Oliver.
I happen to be an eternal optimist that the American people in particular and human nature in general is not necessarily going to poison itself. But every once in a while, you need a wake-up call. And I think this book may suffice to at least start some conversations going about the kind of future that we really want for our children and our grandchildren.
So the picture you're painting, our reliance on current energy forms, Big Brother times 10, the political climate, everything that implies, what can we as citizens do to avoid the picture you're painting?
Well, I think there's a lot we can do. I mean, obviously, the people that we vote for in a representative government in our republic can decide, you know, things the right way if we elect the right people. I mean, we have a tendency, I think, nowadays to rely on politicians for a lot more than we used to. The idea of individual self-reliance, the idea of family being the nuclear element of our society, has kind of dissipated. I mean, I like to ask people, I'm standing in a book line like I just did downstairs, where are you from? And almost nobody is from here, even though they might live here now. I mean, we've become, by virtue of modern transportation, mobility, education, nothing wrong with education, but we're not connected to our nuclear families much anymore. A youngster goes off to college and disappears. I'm blessed that we've got all four of our kids and all our 11 grandkids nearby in Virginia, but I can see easily how my brothers and sisters and I are spread all over the country. And if you had to rely on your family for something, how would you get them back together, particularly if you couldn't use all of the devices? I don't want to give away everything in the book here, but if you couldn't use all of the electronic devices you have today, if for some reason, and there is a there's a device called an electromagnetic pulse weapon that we actually have developed and that others may be working on, that if it were used, you would not be able to use any of this. What you and I are saying over these microphones would never be heard by anybody. Now, there are moments when I think it would be great if my cell phone didn't work. If I couldn't get another BlackBerry message, I'd be just happy as a clam. But you think about the things we rely on by flicking a switch or turning on a faucet or turning up the temperature in the wintertime or turning it down in the summertime. If that didn't work, what would we do? How would we live in a total HVAC environment like we have here?
All right, so let's take all of this back to the book, After Jihad, and Peter Newman. How does Peter Newman get us back to those roots?
Peter Newman is now an old man. He started out back in the 1980s, and he's now an old man, a grandfather himself. He and his wife have done well, and his family finds themselves in this predicament that I've just described in general terms. And that nuclear family becomes the entity that is essential for survival in our culture. And I certainly hope that the kinds of outcomes you have in this book never occur to us, never certainly occur. But my hope is that people start thinking about, what would we do? And Peter Newman, of course, being the hero that he is, and the kind of resourceful individual he is, and the kind of faithful man that he is, finds a way through it all.
This is the fourth book where Peter Newman is the central character. Where do we go from here? Is there a fifth on the way?
He's still around. And, of course, we all live a little bit longer, and Peter Newman is the kind of guy who's kept himself pretty healthy. My guess is Peter Newman stays around a little bit longer.
All right, well, that's good to hear. And number four is called After Jihad. The author is Oliver North. Been a pleasure, Oliver.
Thanks, Les.